Good morning, University of Manitoba campus, and welcome to UMFM's information and entertainment program, Your Campus Today. For Wednesday, September 26th, I'm going to be your host, David Tufain. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 11:30 a.m., we bring you all the U of M news that's fit for your ears. Plus, keep you in the loop on just a few of the great events going on here at the U of M campus that you need to know about. On today's show, Winnipeggers unite in support of raising the minimum wage. UMSU promotes healthy sexuality here on campus, and we're joined by Santa Maboob to talk all about this Friday's Bison Ball. All this and more coming up next right here on Your Campus Today. Winnipeggers gathered outside Portage Place Shopping Center Monday to advocate for raising the minimum wage. The Fight for 15 and Fairness Manitoba campaign kicked off with speeches and a march in downtown Winnipeg. The campaign, which advocates for raising the minimum wage to a living wage, along with additional provisions for workers including fair scheduling of hours and higher standards of work environments, comes at the heels of other similar campaigns across Canada and the United States. As of October 1st, the minimum wage in Manitoba will increase to $11.35 an hour from $11.15. Some argue that this is still not enough. The Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives has calculated the living wage in Winnipeg for 2016 to 2017, or the wage one must take to meet their basic needs, to be $14.54 an hour. Emily Leadham, a member of the organizing committee for Fight for 15 and Fairness Manitoba, said the campaign is about creating accessible avenues for working citizens to engage in activism. I will say also that we are very much inspired by the Fight for 15 and Fairness campaign in Ontario, said Leadham. The Ontario campaign has been very much about community organizing, training organizers as well, people who wouldn't normally identify as maybe activists or labor organizers, to really provide people with those skills to empower them to fight to improve their own conditions, Leadham said. Brendan Galley, Vice President Internal Affairs of the University of Winnipeg's Students Association, spoke at the gathering. I think we're in a position with the government and culturally where post-secondary education is nothing like we've seen it before, Galley said. Where things like the Advanced Education Act that passed last year allowed for institutions to increase tuition so students are paying more out of their pocket. Galley called the state of working students precarious and encouraged students to get involved with the fight for a higher minimum wage along with other workers' issues. I think labor issues are directly tied to education issues, Galley said, especially when post-secondary education is a breeding ground for leaders and future workers in the province. So if they're not being set up for success, this province is failing itself for the future. Other speakers included community organizer Jocelyn Mallett, Winnipeg Labor Council President Basia Sokal, and Susan Rodriguez, a member of Migrant Manitoba, a community organization that represents migrant workers. Fight for 15 and Fairness Manitoba will continue its campaign with volunteer training sessions that will include an in-depth look at the history of the movement in Canada and the United States. The first session is on October the 3rd. UMSU's Healthy Sexuality Week kicked off Monday at the U of M. Until Friday, UMSU will offer an array of programming under the central theme of providing education on healthy sex. The array includes tabling in UMSU University Center throughout the entire week, an art project on sexual violence at the Fireside Lounge Friday, and a movie screening at the U of M Graduate Student Association Lounge Thursday. Consent culture and the process of giving and receiving sexual consent is a central theme of the week. Consent is becoming a recurring topic at the University of Manitoba after two instances of inappropriate sexual behavior towards students by professors have become public in just over a year. On the first day of classes, the University of Manitoba President David Barnard apologized to students affected by this behavior on campus and promised the school would continue to combat the issue. UMSU VP Advocacy Sarah Bonner-Pruel said the goal of the week is to provide accessible, informative resources on sexual health to students. UMSU's aim for this week with respect to sexual violence and consent is to ensure that students are aware of the resources and supports available to them and to answer questions students may have surrounding these topics, Bonner-Pruel said. Sarah went on to add that the recent spotlight on sexual misconduct on campus is all the more reason for students to take the time to learn about their options should they deal with inappropriate behavior on campus. Sexual violence has been and continues to be an important topic on campus, Bonner-Pruel said. In light of recent news of investigations against faculty members for sexual misconduct, it is definitely important to address the topic of power relationships and how they play a role in consent. Justice for Women Manitoba, a campus organization that has been offering consent culture training to student groups throughout the summer and into the school year, provided its workshops free for all students Tuesday and Wednesday. The group, along with Bonnerpool, recently called for the U of M administration to make similar workshops mandatory for all faculty. These workshops address all types of sexual violence and associated behaviors, consent and how to get it, as well as power relationships and a bystander intervention component, Bonnerpool explained. Every September during homecoming, our university community gathers to reconnect, reminisce, and celebrate our alumni. At this year's Brown and Gold Brunch, one of the signature alumni events held during the week, you'll be able to do that and much more as TV legends Marilyn and Monty Hall will be honored 1 year after their passing. After enjoying a gourmet brunch and a chance to catch up with others, you'll be one of the first to stroll through Hollywood history at the exclusive grand opening of the Marilyn and Monty Hall retrospective exhibit. The Halls were visionaries of the American screen scene. Marilyn as a writer and producer, Monty is the creator and original host of the popular game show Let's Make a Deal. First and foremost, however, the Halls were Winnipeggers. Monty served as president of the University of Manitoba Students Union in 1945 and received financial support for his education, a gesture he credits as the inspiration for his own philanthropy and humanitarianism. His U of M days made such an incredible mark on his life that a significant number of items from their illustrious careers were donated to the University of Manitoba Archives and Special Collections. In an exhibit specially curated for the Brown and Gold Brunch, attendees will be able to view the Hall's Emmy Awards and recreation of Let's Make a Deal set, featuring memorabilia such as Monty's speeches, cue cards, microphone, and other set pieces. Emmy Award-winning producers Richard Hall and Sharon Hall Kessler will also be on hand to help kick off the grand opening of their parents' exhibit. The Brown and Gold Brunch is on Sunday, September 30th in the multipurpose room on the second floor of UMSU University Center. Doors open at 10:30 a.m., brunch begins at 11, and the exhibit's grand opening at 1 p.m. Tickets are $50 and can be purchased on the Brown and Gold Brunch website. Up next on Your Campus Today, special correspondent Michael Elves is joined by the University of Manitoba's annual giving officer from the Department of External Relations, Santa Maboob, to speak about another great homecoming event, the Bison Ball, which takes place in IQs on the third floor of UMSU University Center on Friday, September 28th. Let's go to that now.
All right, well, we are joined on your campus today by the annual giving officer and external relations, Senna. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, we're excited to have you here because the Bison Ball
yes.
is just around the corner.
Yes.
And this is, so far as we can remember, the first kind of like alumni thing focused on young alumni.
Yes, we're very excited about it. It's the very first annual alumni event, young alumni event. And the idea behind it was that the University of Manitoba wanted to give young alumni a reason to come back to the university. You know, once you graduate, you're out of here. You have no reason to come back. You get busy. But this was an event that was focused to encourage people to come back, mix and mingle. Now, mind you, we started promoting it and we started hearing from maybe initially the idea was 35 and under. And then we started hearing from people of all ages. So the age cap has been lifted. I should be very clear about that.
It's not like you have to bring your photo ID
Absolutely
and prove
not.
You're younger than a certain age.
Absolutely not. There's going to be zero people at the door checking ID. So as long as you're over 18, it's okay.
So, I mean, was that something that you guys discussed at External Relations kind of leading into this, this connecting with the alumni kind of before they reach like homecoming age or like, you know, certain milestone years of the, you know, past graduation?
I think for a while now, External Relations has been trying to develop a young alumni program. And when we say young alumni, I mean it's 40 and under. So age, what even is that, right? So the university is always looking to connect with alumni regardless of the age. We find that there wasn't really... Yeah, we just wanted to establish a program and see how it went, and that's this young alumni Bison Ball is supposed to be the launch of that.
So 2000s edition is being like that's the it's like the Bison Ball colon 2000s edition.
Yeah.
What makes it 2000s edition?
So it's going to be we're trying to find a theme, and if you've ever thrown a party with, you know, 17 people deciding on what it's going to be. We settled on a 2000 theme. So
it's like the elephant by committee thing where it ends up with like wings and a trunk. And
it's going to be so great. I hope you take the time to make it out there. What's going to make it 2000s is that we are going to have a DJ over there. He's going to be spinning the best of 2000s. So everything from Britney Spears, NSYNC, you know, I'm drawing blanks on music from 2000s, but Pink, Nelly, Country Grammar, Who Let the Dogs Out? I don't remember who sings
that's
that.
That's Baja, man.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. So that's what's going to make it 2000s.
So basically just like a feel-good mix from the earlier years of this century.
100%.
Beyond that, kind of like what, I mean, that's its own thing, but like, I mean, there's got to be food, drinks. What's kind of like on the docket beyond just the music?
I'm glad you asked. The event is just specifics about the event. It's this Friday, September 28th, mm-hmm. from 7:30 p.m. to midnight. It's at IQ's, which is on the third floor of University Center. They have completely revamped IQ's. I'm sure you may have noticed, but mm-hmm. it is brand new, and it's just a beautiful location.
Very fancy.
Yes. Am I allowed to say sexy? It's a sexy location.
Sure. I'm sure the manager, Brandon, will be glad that you used that word
use
for
that
it.
Use that term. Okay, perfect.
Throwing that in his ads now.
Exactly. It's beautiful. It is easily one of my favorite places to be, so I'm glad that that's the location. They're going to... tickets are $20 each, and one ticket is going to get you 5 drinks, 5 food pairings, and 5 chances to win prizes. And that's... It's a pretty good deal. I mean, $20 is exceptional for all that. Prizes include WestJet tickets, passes to the Active Living Center. We have prizes from Mondetta. I can't.
So many you can't even remember.
So many wonderful, sexy prizes that I can't even remember.
So the tickets, can you buy them in advance, or is this like a walk-up thing?
Yes, absolutely. You can get the tickets online at umanitoba.ca/homecoming. And it's just on Eventbrite. Just click, $20. There's your ticket right there.
Right. So this is kind of like on, like you said, umanitoba.ca/homecoming is even the URL.
Yeah.
This is obviously kind of on the precipice of the homecoming game and that like kind of weekend and stuff like that. Longer term, mm-hmm. is external relations looking at kind of like more recurrent or like different events to kind of appeal to that like 40 and under crowd? Is this something that you are exploring or like that's, kind of ways to engage with mm-hmm. alumni before they hit those like 10, 15, 20 year?
That's a fantastic question. And the answer is yes. We are always looking for ways to engage with young alumni. And I am, you know, this is supposed to be the 2000s edition. So giving us a... opening the door for us to have a different edition next year. So mm-hmm. We find that there's always reunions. There might be a 10-year reunion or a 25-year reunion, excuse me. But if you just graduated last year, your faculty's probably not going to host a 1-year reunion. So this is a chance for those grads to come back and mix and mingle. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, I should be very clear, it's not just alumni, it's alumni and friends. So whether you may have done a year over here and then you moved on to a different university, or whether you were an athlete and you played here and then moved on to a different location, you are 100% welcome back at the Bison Ball this Friday.
Right. So again, tickets are $20, but that gets you 5 drinks, 5 food pairings, and 5 ticket entries. So I think that like works up to like $3.25 for each of those. So that's
exactly.
Very good pricing.
Yep.
That's Winnipeg pricing right there.
That is some really good Winnipeg pricing. Yeah. Not that I'm encouraging. We're not encouraging anybody to get sloshed, but.
No.
Well, there's no but.
No, responsible
drink
drinking
responsibly,
only.
Please, yes.
There are cabs aplenty outside UC at that time of night. And
yes. I will be your DD if anyone needs to. I'm not drinking, so you guys can have my drink tickets, whatever you prefer.
Come see Senna at the end of the night.
That's right.
Senna, thanks very much for taking some time. Best of luck with
my
it
pleasure.
This weekend.
Thank
and,
you.
And good luck with kind of engaging alumni on the regular, like younger alumni.
Yeah, absolutely. The very next day is going to be the Bison homecoming football game, which is kickoff is at 2 p.m. So I would encourage people to come out to that as well. If you are a young parent and you're at the Bison Ball, we are giving away tickets to the homecoming game. So the homecoming game is going to have bouncy castles. You have a 4-year-old, so I know this may or may not appeal to you. But
my kids like the Bison games. Yeah, they come to them on the regular.
Exactly. So right before that, at the homecoming game, it's bouncy castles and like treats and whatnot. So it's catered to the...
And I will mention, if you can't make the game, you can listen on UMFM. We, of course, broadcast all the Bison games. And Canada West, the live stream, features UMFM's broadcast team on the radio. Again, thanks very much for coming and joining us on your campus today.
Thank you.
Alex Kitt won't admit how much time he spends playing video games, but it's a lot, and it's paid off. Ever since I got my first Lego set as a little kid, I've been interested in taking things apart and figuring out how they work. And ever since I got a Game Boy Advance, I've loved to play video games. I've wanted to put these passions together and make video games for as long as I can remember, he said. In grade 4, he tried to make a video game, but quickly realized it required more math skills than he had. But now, wiser, armed with a calculator and supported by a Schulich Leadership Scholarship, the first-year computer science student is about to embark on his dream journey. Kit is one of two first-year University of Manitoba students who received Schulich Leader Scholarships in 2018. A graduate of Dakota Collegiate, Kit began his studies this fall in the Faculty of Science and was awarded an $80,000 entrance scholarship from the Schulich Foundation. It's a remarkable achievement considering how much of his free time has been spent volunteering. Kit volunteered for a lot of activities throughout high school, such as assembling care packages during the winter holidays. And when he wasn't volunteering, he was playing video games, of course. In high school, I joined a whole bunch of clubs. I just joined initiatives for the fun of doing it, not for any reward. Then I realized what I applied for, this scholarship, and I had this past record of volunteerism. The Faculty of Science student explained, not only was Kit generous with his time, he is also gifted academically. When he was a student at Dakota Collegiate, his computer science teacher, Mr. Scott, recognized Kit's passion and talents and guided Kit to something tangible. Mr. Scott took my interest in computers, which was a passive thing, and turned it into something I could do full-time and make a living off of. It was eye-opening. In 2017, Kit and three others created an original video game. Now Kit wants to mature his passion by developing assistive technologies to help others. Perhaps he'll one day help Zara Mousavi's lab further develop a virtual world that helps detect early-onset dementia. What I really appreciate about the Schulich Leadership Scholarship is the freedom it gives. It represents freedom to choose my path without worrying about finances. I don't have to worry about my tuition. If computer science isn't for me, I can still change paths. It's the freedom to do what I love, he explained. Many of the people who get these scholarships have big plans, and so this scholarship is actively making the world a better place because it's allowing these ambitious children to pursue their dreams. And finally, a reminder about the free pancake breakfast kicks off Homecoming Football Day this Saturday, September 29th. The football game itself starts at 2, but be sure to be there early for the pregame party fun. And get to the U of M bookstore this Friday and Saturday for 25% off Bison gear. There is no better day to don your brown and gold and show off your Bison pride than this Saturday at the homecoming football game. Festivities get underway at 11 a.m. at Investors Group Field with a free pancake breakfast provided by Smitty's, followed by a pregame party from noon to 2 p.m. hosted by Ace Burpee and Virgin 103. There will be live music, face painting, food and beverage specials, giveaways, and more. Bring 5 friends and get there early. Remember, U of M students get in for free. The Bisons will be defending home field against a Regina Rams team with a matching 2-2 regular season record. The game won't disappoint as both teams are looking to push forward into postseason play. Kickoff, once again, is at 2 p.m. That's going to do it for us here on Your Campus Today. We're going to be closing our show with a peppy little number from The Beths' latest record, Future Me Hates Me. This is Uptown Girl. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a great day, Bisons. We're going to be back on Friday to wrap up the week. And, of course, we also have homecoming tomorrow on Thursday, and tons going on this weekend. And then, of course, ASBC's first affair in a week from this Friday. So that's going to be in 9 days. You can get your tickets for free on the PostEd app. Just download that boy on iOS and Android and claim your free ticket at the event on October the 5th. As always, I've been me. You've been you. My name is David Dufain, and this has been Your Campus Today.
Still, I know.
Your Campus Today is a collaborative production between UM Today, the Manitoban, the Department of Student Life, and this station, UMFM 101.5. Thanks for listening, folks. If you have a story you'd like us to feature or want to send in feedback, please email us at campustoday@umfm.com.